Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, June 23rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Missionaries reinstate an emergency fund to aid West Africa's famine. The Jesus film heads for mailboxes in North Carolina, and a pioneer in Bible translation leaves a great legacy. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The food crisis in West Africa tops our news. Farmers and herders lost their livelihood to last year's drought and locust infestation. That puts millions at risk of starvation, mirroring the famine of Ethiopia. Evangelical Baptist Missions' Chris Marin says they're working to prevent further deterioration.
Back in the last drought, EBM established a West African relief fund that we have as a mission that is used specifically to meet this kind of a need for people who are starving in West Africa. And we've not had to use that in recent years as much as back in the early 80s, but we have instituted that relief fund again.
Marine explains how their aid will help their work.
Our priority there is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the community. But many times in an Islamic culture, you have to meet their needs first, and you have to become a friend to them, and that takes years to do. And so as we open up and are available to meet the needs of the families, then much of the time they will then sit and listen to what we have to say about the gospel.
Next, the penalties have been handed down in the Muslim vilification case in Victoria, Australia. Daniel Nalia and Daniel Scott have been ordered to apologize by taking out advertisements, place the verdict on their website, and stop vilifying Muslims in the future. Salt Shaker's Peter Stokes has been watching the case.
Danny and Daniel are not to do anything like or resembling what they were found guilty of by the tribunal. It's purely government censorship of religious speech.
So what does this mean for Scott's Catch the Fire ministries?
That's Daniel Scott's main ministry. He lectures on Islam. He educates about how to reach Muslims for Jesus Christ. He can't do any of that if he's to obey what this judge has laid down.
The men are not expected to follow the judge's order and risk contempt of court and jail time if they don't submit by August. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's good news on evangelical church growth in Ireland. A recent survey by the Evangelical Alliance of Ireland reports 25 years ago there were only 40 churches. Now there are more than 130, with an estimated 13,000 members in the Dublin area alone. Greater Europe Missions' Phil Kingsley says much of the growth is coming from the Catholic Church.
There have been a lot of disappointments in the Catholic Church over the last few years. Things have come out in the media that have kind of shaken basic assumptions people have had. And people are not ready to give up on God and not ready to give up on spirituality, but they're coming back and saying, well, you know, is there another option?
While evangelicals still number less than 1% of the population, Kingsley's excited about the quality of its members.
And one of the exciting things for us is to see local Irish Christians. They themselves are stepping up and saying, God's calling us to be in the forefront of spreading the message of Jesus, the message of hope and life across this nation.
Next, some North Carolina residents may soon see the Jesus video in their mailboxes. The project leader of the Jesus Video Project America in the area wants to provide free copies to every household in Carrabas County. That's more than 67,000 homes. The team will be recruiting volunteers at area churches and raising money from local businesses. The mailings are only the first phase of the project. Distribution will be followed by efforts to connect people to area churches. And the man who helped millions of people discover they could read and understand Scripture has died. Dr. Kenneth Taylor passed away June 10th at the age of 88. He was best known for his work on the Living Bible. Taylor championed the launch of the Seed Company 12 years ago. His passion to get the Bible translated into the languages of the world resulted in a partnership between the Tyndale House Foundation and the Seed Company. As a result, Scripture is now available in the languages spoken by 100 million people. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with the life of Jesus, a harmony of the Gospels, two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 to get your free copy, a helpful evangelistic tool. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.